Psalm 30, When God Dedicates You. The title is easy to skip. A psalm, a song for the dedication of the house, of David. New International Version. Western readers often imagine a quiet ribbon cutting for a building. In the ancient world, a house was a life. Family line, security, name, future. To dedicate it was to admit this space is not neutral. It will be claimed by someone. Psalm 30 is not first about bricks. It is about God claiming a rescued life. 1. The God who hauls you up like water. VV 1-3. David says, I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths. New International Version. The Hebrew verb has the feel of drawing up, like hauling water from a well. Archaeology keeps reminding us, ancient cities lived by cisterns and pits. You survived by what could be pulled up from darkness. David is saying, in effect, I was a bucket lowered into death, and you brought me back dripping with life. Salvation is not merely pardon, it is retrieval. God does not shout encouragement down the hole. He takes hold. Cross-references, Jonah 2:6, Psalm 42, Colossians 1:13. 2. God's anger is real, his favour is deeper, VV 4:7. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favour lasts a lifetime. New International Version. This is not denial of suffering, it is a claim about God's final intention. The moment can feel long from inside the night, but the psalm dares to measure time by eternity. Then comes the frightening honesty. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. New International Version. The trouble is not prosperity. It is the illusion that prosperity is permanence. Security can become practical atheism, God as a pleasant add-on until he hid his face. And David was dismayed. Sometimes God's harshest mercy is to withdraw the sensation of control so we can return to the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Augustine read this as the soul's sickness. We treat God's gifts as our foundations. Luther called it the theology of glory, assuming the good life proves we are unmovable. Cross-references, Deuteronomy 8:17-18, Psalm 27-9, 2 Corinthians 12:9. 3. The dust that cannot sing, VV 8-12. David argues, what is gained if I am silenced? Will the dust praise you? New International Version. This is not bargaining as manipulation. It is covenant logic. God saves for worship. Praise is not payment. It is the purpose. And then the reversal. You turned my wailing into dancing and clothed me with joy. New International Version. Sackcloth was not a private emotion. It was a public uniform of grief. God does not merely improve David's mood. He changes his visible identity. The house is rededicated, not a shrine to self-sufficiency, but a sanctuary where sorrow has been honest and joy has become obedient. A fitting song to pray with, Abide with Me, especially its evening to morning hope. Prayer. Lord, you who draw water from deep places, draw me up again. Expose the false safety I build from good circumstances. When you hide your face, keep me from despair. When you show favour, keep me from pride. Turn my mourning into praise, not as performance, but as my true purpose in Christ. Dedicate my life as your dwelling. Amen.